young men were refused bail, and the court reasoned that they are charged with the offense of rebellion, and that if they are released, they will join the rebellion, which we have thought that because that amounts to prejudging the case, these young men have already denied those charges, and I thought the court would be there to be a neutral party to listen to the defense of these young men. But the court has already prejudged the case. So we think it's very unfair, and we don't know. We are still looking at the strategy of whether we can continue in that court or not.
Is it because you think they might not get a fair trial based on the court's decision to not to grant them bail?
Actually, they will not get a fair trial, because the court has prejudged this matter.
Some people are saying this is political because they are linked to General Tinyefuza or Sejusa, who is accused of committing subversive activities to overthrow the President Yoweri Museveni's government. What do you say to that?
Well, yeah, these are politically charges because they have no backing in them. Sejusa himself has not said that he's going to overthrow this government by force of arms. He has only expressed a desire that there should be regime change within the constitutional means. And the constitutional means are very wide. So to say that these people are guilty of subversion, I think is very unfair and is very wrong. Really, if a person expresses the need for regime change, I don't think it is illegal. The constitution allows it. Our constitution allows it. Yes, but these are politically founded charges. They have no legal basis in them, because actually, immediately after the court refused this young man bail, we immediately requested the court to give us a hearing date, because I know my clients have interviewed them, I've talked to them. They have never participated in subversion, and they do not need to do so. Our constitution is very clear on those matters. So these men, in my opinion, they're just being politically harassed. It's a political harassment. They want to go against the Sejusa. Because Sejusa is not here, they have to harass his people.
Now, so when is the court date? You said October, what, 13?
October 18th.
An army spokesman is saying that as military men, they are supposed to report any subversive activities. They refused to do that, but they participated in the subversive activity against the government. What do you say to that?
There are no particulars given in the charge sheet. The particulars of subversion are not mentioned. It's not just enough to say it was subversive. How do you defend yourself over what? You must mention in particular items or things that a person is supposed to have done that show that there is some subversion being done. But it's not enough. What the charges do not disclose an offense at all, because the particulars do not in any way show that there is subversion. They just talk about it because it is within the law, but the particulars are not there. I don't think it was, well, they say because they worked with the General Sejusa. I don't think it is unlawful to work with him. I think even the president worked with him and has not been charged with treason.